Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Time for news?
Or no?
News.
News.
No! No!
News.
No!
News.
No!
Our only real hope is to decide if this is news or no.
I want you to know that if you've watched any of the videos from the studio, I don't know if we've ever put a news or nope up. Tiak and I at least do the drumming at the end. Aaron just abstains.
I go gong gong.
You're right. It's almost as good.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Thank you for joining the program. Mm. Hot social media news today. Ooh, as Mark Zuckerberg has made a confession.
Ooh.
I want to get everyone's kind of take on this, their opinion.
Okay.
He says that back in 2022, Mark Zuckerberg had this crazy idea that he was going to go through everybody's Facebook friends list and purge them. He said, Facebook's been going on for a while.
Everyone.
Everyone on the platform.
Just start
your friends.
Fresh.
Yeah, start. Exactly. That's what he said. Start over again. Because we're just,
we've
got friends from people that we don't know. And I remember I met you that one time and a friend, it's like, we got too many friends and we can't have new friends, so just purge it all. And his advisors were like, no. And they didn't let him do it.
Good.
But would that have been good?
No.
Yes.
I think it would have been okay.
No.
Yes.
No. Aaron, do you have deceased relatives that still have Facebook accounts? Exactly.
I will bow out.
Do not touch it.
Great point.
Aaron has the dead dad, dead sister card.
My dad died before Facebook. He has
and
a MySpace.
My parents did not, but they don't have Facebook. But okay. But if they're dead, then you can keep them.
All
but
right.
Everybody.
But how do you know? Because you can't. You can turn the page into like one of the memoriam, whatever. Mm. But then you lose access to like everything.
But at least you'd still have it.
But it's a different like security privacy thing. I don't know exactly. We haven't touched my sister's.
Can I just ask what his brain, was he thinking we all just need to?
Because
Facebook started as a way for us to connect.
Mm-hmm.
And we were just, and it single-handedly killed high school reunions, in my opinion. Because we were like, I already know what everybody's doing. I don't need to go back to Longmont to find out you're selling real estate. Mm-hmm. Got it. But then it became, you're just amassing, like, I wanted 5,000 friends.
Yeah.
And it's like, I have people on there that I don't care about. It was like, so was his thought to like make it back to about connecting? Like you'd have to physically go, I have to go find T-Hack and make him my friend again.
Well, thankfully, the Slacker Show research team was granted a sit down with the Zuck. And he said that his concern was Facebook was losing cultural relevance, suggesting users should start again with their social connections. Though another Facebook executive expressed hesitation. So it's kind of what you're saying. He's like, we're losing relevance. People aren't using it. They're full up. But that's my page. I get on there. I'm like, I don't even know who these people are.
Yeah.
It doesn't show me anybody.
That's why
I
like it. I love all the groups, all the like drama. Oh, it's so good.
My feed, because my Facebook page is under my real name.
Mm-hmm.
And we just don't. So my feed is all the fringiest, kookiest people who've ever worked here who knew my real name.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's just super right-wing posts, super left-wing posts, and I'm just like, it's the worst. I'm down with purging it.
Yeah,
maybe
I would have been okay, but that Aaron, that's a great point. Can't argue that.
Dead relatives is the trump card for everything. Congrats, Aaron.
Thank you. Good evening.
Good evening.
Starbucks news. They are rolling out a strict new dress code and people are up in arms over it.
I can wear whatever I want to get a coffee. Shut your mouth.
Not for the workers. Oh, sorry. No. Let me clarify.
Screw them.
No.
They should wear schoolgirl outfits. What are they?
No, and it's just supposed to be black shirts to make the green smocks, aprons, whatever stand out more.
Okay.
And then jeans that are, I think, black, gray, or blue.
So like Hillstone server, like upper end Cherry Creek bar kind of server. Yeah.
Is that not the dress code already? I always think of the green aprons. Don't they wear them?
They wear those, but I think there's more like you could do khakis.
Oh, it's just under
and
whatever
like gray
underneath.
Shirts, but it has to be.
No baristas are rocking a khaki. They're very much more
or like cargo pants.
No.
Yeah.
You're saying there's Kim Possible baristas.
Yep.
I'm saying they're holy jeans or like Birks.
Hmm.
Like you're just like.
Can they still wear beanies?
I hope so.
It seems like that's a barista thing,
that's
right?
Really
my
important.
Barista in DTC wears a beanie every single day.
I'm a beanie guy too, yeah, so okay. I'm fine with it.
All right, I'm down with it.
Okay. Good evening.
Good evening.
In news that might make Slacker upset, but might also get him back on the dating scene.
Ooh.
The Golden Bachelor, Jerry Turner, is dating again.
I'm straight. What?
He's a cutie.
He is, yeah. He went through a divorce from Teresa Nist. Am I saying that name right?
I have no idea.
Okay.
I know it's Teresa.
He went through a divorce, but he said on a podcast that he is dating again, and he's going to keep it low-key for now, respect the privacy, but he's found love.
Okay. Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Well, how does that relate to me? So I'm the Golden Bachelor? I'm of the Golden Bachelor?
Explain to me. Next contender?
I'd like you to say how that would affect my choices of just sitting here on the sidelines until I die.
Because there's hope.
Yeah, you don't need to give up, is what I'm saying. You're way younger than him. Like, way, way younger, is what I was saying.
Yeah, boss.
Yeah. And so why are you hanging it up when he's not hanging it up?
You get what you did, right? You know that you've stepped in it.
You're way.
So you're, okay.
They'd ID you just to be on The Bachelor, I think. They'd be like, sir, are you old enough?
You feel better?
Is Starbucks hiring, by the way?
I would look into it if I were you. I'd look into it probably right.
You can
be excused. It's Aaron's turn for a story, so I don't know why you're still in the room.
Good evening.
Aaron, you have the floor.
I do, and I'm very scared to have it. There's a scientific formula for the perfect day. It includes 6 hours with family, 2 hours with friends, and zero time on social media, pretty much.
So. Really? So 6 hours with family.
Which is probably what I do on social media every day.
Just looking at family pictures?
No, 6 hours.
Oh, 6 hours.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.